Welcome back. In this Ableton Live lesson, we're making one of the most useful drum and bass low-end patterns, offbeat subs that still feel natural. Because yeah, putting the sub on the hands is the easy part. The real skill is making it feel like it belongs with the kick and snare, like it's part of the groove instead of a bunch of low stabs that get in the way. By the end, you'll have a clean, rolling D&B loop with a sub that's tight, mono, controlled, and glued to the drums using only stock Ableton devices. All right. Let's build it. First, set your tempo. Put it at 174 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 176 is totally fine, but 174 is a nice home base for modern D&B. Now let's lay down a simple two-step drum foundation. Make a one-bar loop. Put your kick on beat 1. Put your snare on beats 2 and 4. That's the classic backbeat that basically defines the feel. Add hats for movement. You can start with 8th notes if you want it super simple, or 16th notes if you want more energy. Don't overthink the tops yet. Right now we just want something steady, so we can hear whether the sub is sitting right. Quick coaching note, your kick choice matters a lot here. If your kick has tons of sub in it, it's going to fight your bass no matter how correct your bass pattern is. A punchier kick that lives more in the 80 to 150 Hz area usually leaves you room to let the sub actually be the floor. Cool. Now we make a dedicated sub track. Create a new MIDI track and name it SUB. Naming sounds basic, but once you have 40 tracks later, you'll thank yourself. Drop operator on the SUB track. We're going for the cleanest possible foundation. In operator, set oscillator to a sine wave. Keep it mono. One voice. And for now, turn glide off. We'll talk about glide later, because glide can sound amazing in D&B, but it's also one of the easiest ways to smear your low end if you're not intentional. Bring the oscillator level down a bit. Something like minus 6 dB is a good starting point. The idea is, leave headroom early. D&B mixes get crowded fast, and the sub is the first thing that will start clipping your master if you're not careful. Now the most important part. The amp envelope. This is what makes the offbeat pattern feel tight instead of flabby. Set a very short attack, basically 0 to 5 milliseconds. If you ever hear a little click at the start of each note, that's your cue to raise the attack slightly, like 2 to 8 milliseconds. Tiny changes here make a huge difference. Set decay somewhere around 150 to 300 milliseconds. Set sustain all the way down, basically negative infinity. Then set release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. What you're building is a short, punchy, doof that stops cleanly, instead of a long sine that washes into the next drum hit. In D&B, the low-end groove is often more about stopping at the right time than starting at the right time. After operator, add utility. Set width to 0%, full mono. This is not optional for subs. Also, don't put chorus, reverb, or delay on the sub track. If you want movement, make a separate mid-bass layer later and keep the sub as your anchor in the center. You can set utility gain so the sub feels healthy but not clipping. If you're nervous while learning, you can temporarily put a limiter at the end with the ceiling at minus 0.3, just so nothing explodes. But don't use that as a long-term mixing solution. It's training wheels. Now we write the offbeat pattern. Make a one-bar MIDI clip on the SUB track. Open the piano roll, set the grid to 8th notes. We're going to place notes on the hands of the beat. In Ableton's position format, you'll place notes at 1.2, 1.4, 2.2, 2.4, 3.2, 3.4, 4.2, and 4.4. That gives you the straight offbeat pulse. Pick a simple root note. F or G are classic D&B roots to start with. Put it in a sub-friendly octave like F1 or G1, depending on the vibe and how low you want it. And for now, keep it all on one pitch. We're not trying to write a melody yet. We're building a low-end engine. Now here's a mindset shift that will make this feel natural. Don't think notes on the ands. Think conversation with the snare. Solo your kick, snare, and sub for a moment. Listen to the gap after the snare hit. A natural offbeat sub either lands after the snare, so the snare stays clean, and then the bass answers or it leads into the snare with a super short pickup note for tension. What usually sounds wrong is when your sub sits right on top of the snare's moment and makes the backbeat feel crowded. So if anything feels awkward, don't immediately start changing the pattern. First, listen to where the snare breathes. Next, we make space for the kick and snare. Even with offbeat notes, you still need some kind of control because low frequencies are greedy and they'll blur transients if you let them. Option A is the classic way. A compressor with sidechain. Put Ableton's compressor after utility. Turn on sidechain. Choose your kick track as the input. Start with a ratio around 4 to 1. Attack between 1 and 5 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 140 milliseconds. Then pull the threshold down until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. That's the sweet spot. Enough room for the kick to punch through, but not so much that the sub sounds like it's gasping. Because we're already playing the sub on offbeats, this sideching won't feel like EDM pumping. It will feel like the low end is politely getting out of the kick's way. Option B is a super clean DNB trick, using autopan as a volume shaper. Add autopan after utility, and set the phase to 0 degrees. That turns it into tremolo, basically volume modulation. Try a rate of 1/4 note to start, and adjust depending on your pattern. Push the shape towards square if you want a tighter, more gated feel. Start with an amount around 20 to 50%. This can make the sub feel really consistent and controlled, and you can still combine it with a lighter sidechain compressor if you need extra kick clarity. Now, let's make the offbeat feel human. A common beginner issue is, the sub is perfectly on the grid, the hats have some swing or micro timing, and the whole groove feels like two different drummers arguing. Open the groove pool. Try a groove like Swing 16-65, or one of the MPC 16 swing options. Important, put the groove on the hats first. That's usually where swing lives in DNB. Then, put a lighter amount of the same groove onto the sub clip. Start with timing around 10 to 20%, random around 0 to 5%, and keep velocity at 0 for the sub. Sub velocity changes often feel inconsistent, and they can mess with how compressors and saturators react. If you want an accent, we'll do it with note length instead. If it starts to feel late or sloppy, back the timing amount down. This is subtle seasoning, not a full rhythm rewrite. Now let's add musical movement without getting busy. Extend your sub clip to 2 bars. Keep your offbeat pattern, but add one small answer moment in bar 2. A super safe variation is to change just one note. For example, if your root is F, you can change the last offbeat of bar 2 to C, the fifth. Keep that note short and clean. It reads like a little response without turning into a bassline that demands attention. Another classic option is a pickup into the snare. Add a very short note as a 16th just before the snare moment, like around 1.3.3 or 3.3.3 in Ableton timing terms. Keep it quiet and tight. The goal is tension and forward pull, not a new rhythm that stomps on the backbeat. Here's a pro-level coaching tip. Use note length as your main groove control. If the loop feels messy, don't only move notes, shorten them. Shorten the MIDI note lengths, or reduce decay and release. If the loop feels weak, slightly lengthen only a couple of hits, usually the ones that are farthest away from the kick and snare. That's how you get weight without smearing the drums. Now we do basic frequency management, so this is actually a sub and not mystery low end. Add EQ8 after your compressor. Put a high pass filter around 20 to 30 Hz, fairly steep like 24 dB per octave. That clears out rumble that eats headroom but doesn't add punch. If it's boomy, you can do a small dip somewhere around 50 to 80 Hz, depending on your root note and your kick. Don't aggressively low-pass assign sub, because it's already clean. If you start chopping too much, you're mostly just making it quieter. Put spectrum after EQ8 so you can see what's happening. In a typical DNB sub, most of the energy should live roughly between 40 and 90 Hz, depending on the key. And you generally don't want lots of random stuff above 200 Hz on this track unless you're intentionally adding harmonics. Speaking of harmonics, let's do the small speaker insurance move. If your sub groove disappears when you turn the monitors down, don't just crank the volume. First, try adding a saturator after the EQ. Turn on soft clip. Add a tiny amount of drive, like 1 to 2 dB, maybe up to 4 if it still stays clean. Then compensate the output so you're not just getting louder. The goal is a hint of upper harmonics so the bass presence translates on earbuds and small speakers, while still feeling like a sub, not a distorted bass. Now, one more thing that trips people up. Phase interaction. If your kick suddenly loses punch when the sub hits, it's not always a sidechain issue. Sometimes the kick and sub are canceling each other a little. Quick test, freeze and flatten your sub or resample it to audio for a moment. Then nudge the audio clip earlier or later by 1 to 10 milliseconds. You're listening for the spot where the kick feels strongest while still having sub weight. It's a tiny change that can save you from overcompressing everything. Alright, let's talk arrangement, because offbeat subs really shine when you use them with intention across a section. A simple plan: in your intro, keep the sub out. Let drums, atmospheres, and hints set the stage. Then in the drop, Bring the offbeat sub in and let it lock to the drums. A really effective trick is a delayed sub entrance. Let the drums hit alone for half a bar or even a full bar at the start of the drop. Then bring the sub in. That contrast makes the low end feel bigger without turning anything up. As the drop progresses, build energy by density, not volume. Start with pure offbeats, then add an occasional pickup. Then, at the peak, add one more variation idea like a skip bar. A skip bar is simple. In bar 2 of a 2-bar loop, delete one offbeat note on purpose, often around beat 3 or 4. Your ear expects it. It doesn't happen, and the groove leans forward. Try removing the note around 3.4 in bar 2 as a first experiment. You can also do a call and response octave hit. Once every 2 bars, pick one offbeat and jump it up an octave, but make it shorter than the other so it reads like a quick reply, not a new bass register taking over. Now let's wrap with a quick practice exercise you can actually do today. Make a 2-bar loop at 174 BPM. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, hats on 16ths with a little swing. Program the offbeat sub as 8th notes on the ands, all on one root note. Then create 2 variations. Variation A, change one note near the end of bar 2 to the 5th. Variation B, add one short 16th pickup before a snare, and keep it tight. Bounce each version to audio and a slash B them. Ask yourself, which one pulls you forward more? And which one keeps the snare feeling the cleanest? Final recap. Offbeat subs feel natural when they respect the drum accents, especially the snare, and when the envelope is tight enough that the low end starts cleanly. Use operator with a sine wave, mono, and a controlled amp envelope to avoid blur. Sidechain just enough, usually 2 to 5 dB of reduction, so the kick stays punchy. Add subtle grooves so the sub sits with the hats, not against them. This audio version is shortened for playback.